Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak has ordered all non-essential businesses in the state to shut down for 30 days in order to prevent the spread of the novel coronavirus. That includes bars, dine-in restaurants, retail stores, hotels, salons, and barbershops. The closures even extend to the state's gaming industry. Included on the list of non-essentials are all casinos, which were shuttered last night. To help us all break it down is KUNR's Paul Boger. Paul, thanks for joining me.
Sure, Bree.
So take me through this order. What types of businesses are affected?
Well, it's a fairly sweeping order. When we talk about non-essential businesses, we're including restaurants, bars, pubs, wineries, breweries, coffee shops, gyms, the shopping mall, retail outlets, movie theaters, barbershops, salons. Now, there should be some clarity here. Not all restaurants will close. Those that are able to offer drive-throughs, curbside takeout, delivery services to their customers can stay open. And as you mentioned a moment ago, all gaming in the state has been ordered to cease operations. So, for the first time since the legalization of gambling in 1931, there is no gaming in Nevada. Wow. That includes casinos, but also every slot and video poker machine and every gas station and grocery store in the state. Now, as for essential services, that includes grocery stores, pharmacies, drug and convenience stores, banks, hardware stores, truck stops. Daycares are also included as long as they keep that social distancing, those 6-foot protocols between children. As for more professional settings like office buildings, the governor has left that decision up to the discretion of employers themselves, but is again asking that people respect that social distancing protocol of 6 feet of space between workers. These are very impactful measures aimed at stopping the spread of COVID-19. And as the governor said during his prepared remarks last night, this needs to be taken deadly seriously because it is.
I know this directive will cause many of our family and friends to distress, but I ask you, what are you willing to do to save your own life and the lives of those you love? We absolutely must take this step for every Nevadan's health and safety. Please, please take this seriously. Lives are at stake, and each day passing, this pandemic is growing. Please stay home for Nevada.
So do we have any indication as to how many businesses are going to be affected by the governor's order?
On a statewide level, no. Under Reno's preliminary shutdown order for Monday, which would have closed bars and restaurants, it was believed to be about 1,000 businesses that would have been affected. But that was a much more narrow closure. This is much broader. Now, again, time for clarification. If a business can do delivery, if they can do to go, those will be allowed to stay open. We don't really know who will be enforcing the order, though. On the local front, a spokesperson for the city of Reno says code enforcement and Reno police will likely take the lead, but it isn't designed to be punitive. More likely the officers will have conversations with owners if they remain open. There could be citations, but that's just remains to be seen yet.
So this is likely going to be a tough economic period for a lot of people around the country, and we're already seeing it in the stock market. Do we have any idea how this is going to impact the state's economy?
I don't think there's any precedent for this. The closest thing I can compare it to is the 2008-2009 recession, but that was a much slower decline that took years to play out. This is happening at breakneck speeds, but economic officials are hoping that there's going to be a very quick recovery. Mike Kazmierski with the Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada had this to say.
Well, overall, the economy is strong. We are weathering what will be a short-term hit from the coronavirus. It'll hit especially hard the retail sector, but our manufacturing sector will be fairly strong. Our technology sector will remain strong. Logistics and distribution will remain strong. So overall, because we have diversified our economy, we're in pretty good shape.
You know, not everyone is on board with these changes either. Speaking to Ann Silver with the Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce, she says businesses could still be operating around the state while also respecting those social distancing rules. However, right now, her aim is focused on protecting the thousands of chamber members in this area.
The chamber is here to provide our members with accurate factual information and to encourage the community to continue to support businesses. If they have drive-throughs, food delivery, pickup orders, you name it, we want those to continue because, I said, we can't kill the virus by killing the economy.
So what could this mean for possible budget cuts for the state and cities?
Now, when it comes to the economy, though, we're not sure what's going to happen. What is probably being discussed right now are the possibility of budget cuts around the state. To put a fine point on it, this state runs on tourism and gaming. That brought in $67 billion last year. Who knows how much we're going to lose?
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.